right, hello everybody and welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is Forrest Hunt speaking to you. We have about 4.5 minutes till we have the start of the men's game here, Division II men's basketball on Penguin Radio. And it looks to be a promising one as your Penguins come in at 2-5 overall, 1-0 in Pac West play, coached by head coach Booker T. Harris in his sixth season, assisted by Rich Mendoza and Kurt Bond. BYU Hawaii Seasiders, on the other hand, come in 3-6, 1-2 in Pac West play, head coach Gabriel Roberts and assisted by Daryl Matsui. Your Penguins come in on not such a hot streak, as the last time out they lost to Cal State Dominguez Hills, a close one, 67-60. And leading the offensive attack tonight for your Penguins is Jeremiah Gray. Jeremiah Gray averaging almost 17 points a game. Next highest average behind him would be Reverend Maduakor at almost 10. Gray shooting 70% from the line, 45% from beyond three-point, and he's shooting 46% from the field. Jeremiah Gray will lead your offensive attack tonight for the Penguins. Behind him from the three-point line is going to be Reverend Maduakor shooting a cool 60% from the three-point line. We'll have to see Rev. He's going to be taking a lot of action here on offense tonight. And might I add that Josh Ramirez is back in the lineup for your Penguins. We'll see if he gets in the lineup tonight. He told me a week or so ago that he wanted to be ready for this game, and it looks like he is. He's suited up out here for your Penguins in the layup line. He's taking some shots, and he's looking really good. And the Penguins are going to get a lot of help from their outside shooting from Naduakor and Quentin Mendoza and Jeremiah Gray. Inside, they're going to look to Henry Uwadie and Cedric Thomas. Uwadie, 55% from the floor. Cedric Thomas, 61% from the floor. And Uwadie is just a huge presence inside on both sides of the ball. Uwadie is averaging almost 9.5 a game and blocks. Uwadie has 16 blocks. He came into last game against Cal State Dominguez Hills with 7 and nearly doubled his total. He had 9 at the end of that game. Uwadie leading your team, your Penguins team, with 16 blocks. And on the other side, for the BYU Hawaii Seasiders, they are led by Tanner Nelson, averaging almost 18 a game for them. He's shooting a cool 42% from the field and an average 31% from beyond the arc. He shoots pretty well at the free throw line, 78%. But their leader at the free throw line is going to be D. McLeary. We don't have a first name for D. Hopefully we get one soon. D might be his first name. We're not very sure. But he is shooting at 86% from the line, and you don't want him to go to the line tonight because free throws could prove a difference in this game as the BYU Seasiders shoot at 71% as a team from the free throw line, and Dominican, your Penguins, shooting 65% from the free throw line, so not astonishing free throw percentages for both teams, but pretty above average. And as we're almost ready for this game to get underway, we'll turn it over to our overhead announcer, Mark Carlson.
On the beautiful campus of Dominican University, tonight for your entertainment pleasure, we present a Pac West Conference men's basketball matchup featuring the Seasiders from BYU Hawaii and your Dominican University Penguins. The Pac West Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectator that enters the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are Richard Patterson, Dan Church, and Nikki Carruthers. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps. In honor of America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world, we present this rendition of our national anthem. And now, let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the Seasiders from BYU Hawaii, as announced by head coach Gabriel Roberts. At one guard, number 0, Bailey Kachuji. The other guard is number 12, Dee McCleary. At one forward, number 3, Tanner Nelson. The other forward, number 10, Denham Brook. And at center, 23, Caleb Roney. Nice call. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins. As announced by head coach Booker T. Harris and his assistants Rich Mendoza and Kurt Vaughn. At one guard, a senior from Santa Rosa, California, number 5, Quentin Mendoza. The other guard, a senior from Tokyo, Japan, number 21, Ryo Tawatari. At one forward, a sophomore from Los Angeles, California, 25, CJ Thomas. The other forward, a junior from Thousand Oaks, California, 32, Jeremiah Gray. And the man in the middle, a grad student from Benin City, Nigeria, number 50, Henry Uwadie.
And thank you to Mark Carlson, as always, does a great job here overhead announcing at Dominican University as we have 20 minutes overhead here, and your men. Penguin men basketball team is almost ready to take on the Seasiders from BYU Hawaii as they're huddling around Coach Booker T. Harris. He's letting them know what he wants them to start out with here as Henry Uwadie will be getting out the tip. He'll be tipping the ball up for your Penguins today. And it's about time for some Penguin basketball. Lexi, 20 minutes overhead here in the first half. Penguins are ready to go. Seasiders ready to go. We're ready to go.
You know I'm always ready to go here at the media center to be here ready to announce this men's basketball game. We're not really far into the season, but I believe in our Penguins. We are 2-5 overall, but 1-0 in Pac West. While the Seasiders actually have an advantage, they're 1-2. They've had 3 games versus our 1 game in the Pac West. So let's see what we can do in our second game in Pac West.
And Uwadie wins a tip straight back to Denham Brook, and he'll set it up at the top of the key and get it over to Tanner Nelson in the corner for the Seasiders. He'll go inside to Brook and back up, tipped by Uwadie. Here comes Tawatari for your Penguins. Tawatari will set everything up slow at the top of the key. Penguins wearing their all-gold unis tonight. I like how it looks, Lexi, to the BYU's all gunmetal gray. Quentin Mendoza drives inside. He'll look outside to Tawatari. Tawatari 17 to shoot into CJ Thomas. Up back to top of Tawatari, and he'll reset everything back up. 11 to shoot. Tawatari looking for a screen from Uwadie. He gets it. Kicked back out to Mendoza. Inside to Uwadie. He gets it tipped away. Jeremiah Gray, 4 to shoot. Left side, he gets it up off the glass. Jeremiah Gray puts your Penguins on the board early here, 2-0. And Bailey Kachuki will bring it up the court for the Seasiders. They'll swing it over around the corner to D. McCleary. D. McCleary, Tawatari all over him. Up top to Tanner Nelson, down to the corner. That is Caleb Rooney. Rooney goes inside. Thought twice about going up against Uwadie, and Uwadie will get it up off the glass as Rooney's rim shot rattled around the rim. Tawatari bringing up left side right in front of us here on Media Row, swinging it back over to the right side wing to Quentin Mendoza. And Tawatari will set everything back up at the top of the key. He'll go inside top of the post to C.J. Thomas. And Tawatari will go back baseline to Thomas. Thomas backing down Roney, but Thomas called with the travel. And Seasiders will get the ball. And that is Roney inbounding it for here for the Seasiders as the Penguins go for the full court press instructed by Coach Booker T. Harris. Up the court with it for the Seasiders is D. McCleary. And they'll get over in front of the Penguin bench to Tanner Nelson. Nelson going back up at the top of the key, and they'll swing it all the way around. All the way to Caleb Roney on the left side wing. He'll drive baseline. He'll go up. And, oh, boy, he knocks it. He'll slam it down over Henry Uwadie. And we don't see that very often. Uwadie at as close to 7 foot, excuse me, as you can get. And Roney at 6'4". 6'4", Lexi, and they go. Penguins go inside to C.J. Thomas. C.J. Thomas gets the easy one off the glass to put your Penguins back up by two. Kachuki bringing it back up the court for the Seasiders, and they'll slow it down. They look to go inside. Jeremiah Gray playing great defense, they'll kick it back out to D. McCleary. McCleary over to Roney. Excuse me, Nelson, and then back up to Kachuni. And that's Nelson driving left side up on Uwadie. Uwadie tried to block the shot, and he will not, but the ball falls out anyway, and Jeremiah Gray with the rebound. Tawatari bringing it up, calling the play as he was yelled at by Coach Booker T. Harris what the play would be. And he crossed up Kachuki, and he'll get it back to the top of the key to C.J. Thomas. Jeremiah Gray thought three ball, no. Get it inside to Uwadie. Uwadie backing down to the paint. He'll go up left hand, and he gets it to go. And we know how much Uwadie loves that left hand hook shot, and he will work it on you all day if you let him. Timeout, Seasiders.
Forced into a time, and already Penguins are up by 4. We're using our height advantage. Not a huge height advantage we normally actually see. Henry is normally the tallest and significantly taller than most of the players, but I believe they have a 6'6 player out there. So, you know, that three inches that he has on him is going to come in handy, but not as much as when you see them only at 6'2", 6'3".
You know, they do, and as you mentioned, 6'6 is the tallest on the court right now, and that is Denham Brook. And Uwadie has a half a foot on him. That is ridiculous, as the tallest player for the Seasiders on the roster is Cooper Brown at 6'10". Not in the game right now. But the Seasiders will inbound it under their own hoop, and Kachuki will bring it up the court. In for the Seasiders is Shad Watson, and Kachuki will get it over to Nelson right in front of the Penguin bench, guarded by Jeremiah Gray. He gets a long two ball good, and he'll cut the lead for the Penguins to 2. Tawatari bringing up the court slowly. Tawatari calling out the play, looks for Mendoza. And he'll be backing down Kachuki at the top of the key, and he'll look for a screen from Uwadie, and he'll bring it back out to the top of the key. C.J. Thomas over the corner. Jeremiah Gray thought about a three ball, thought twice, and he'll get over to Mendoza at the top of the key. Tawatari will set everything back up for your Penguins, 11 to shoot. He's looking for a screen from C.J. Thomas. He gets it back over to Thomas. Thomas will have to think quickly. Jeremiah Gray with 4 to shoot. Jeremiah Gray long three, no good. Rebound almost by Thomas, knocked away, and the Seasiders will come up with it, and that was Roney. Roney with the rebound. He'll bring it up for the Seasiders, top of the key, and he'll look to Tanner Nelson. Nelson brings it back up to the top, and they'll reset everything back up. Roney on the left side wing. He'll think long two, left-handed shot, and he'll get it rattling in and out. Mendoza with the rebound, pushing it up to Tawatari. Tawatari runs into Kachuki, but maintains possession of the ball as he had good handle on that one. And Tawatari tried to go inside to Thomas. It got tipped. Thomas gets it anyway. He's backing down Roney. He'll put a spin cycle on him, and he'll go across the paint to Uwadie. And whistles, and it looks like the Seasiders will get the ball back. Looked like it might have been a travel on C.J. Thomas. And Kachuki will bring the ball back up the court quickly for the Seasiders. Mendoza guarding him tightly. He'll put a little spin move on Roney at the top of the key. C.J. Thomas up there with him, guarding him tightly. They're looking inside of the post, and they get it in there to Nelson, but Nelson couldn't handle it. And the Seasiders throw it out of bounds. And we'll have a media timeout here. 15:48 left in the first half. And with that media timeout, we will hear a word from our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's.
town, Sanderfeld Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Thank you, Sanderfeld Joe's, for our sponsor, as I was actually there last weekend on Sunday night with my family, took them there. Sanderfeld Joe's had a pleasant evening, and Sanderfeld Joe's has always, every time I've been there, has treated us well. As coming out of that timeout, your Penguins shooting 75% to the Seasiders 33. Penguins do have two turnovers, though, which led to two Seasider points, but Penguins dominating the boards here, as they have four total rebounds to the Seasiders one. Seasiders not really doing a great job on the glass, as Josh Ramirez will check in for the first time for your Penguins in this game. And looks like he will be in the place of C.J. Thomas. And as Ramirez comes into the game, Mendoza will bring it up the court as the clock rolls. 15:45 here in the first half. Jeremiah Gray on the far side right wing, back up top to Talatari. Talatari looking for something to open up, and he gets Josh Ramirez on the left side elbow. Ramirez out to Talatari. Ramirez cutting under the hoop. What a great find by Rio Talatari. Got the ball inside to Josh Ramirez, who kicked it back out to Talatari. And as that happened, Josh Ramirez cuts directly to the hoop. Great pass by Talatari. Great find. As Nelson will bring it up the court for the Seasiders, and he'll get it over to the corner to Kachuki. Three ball on the way. Good by Kachuki. That'll bring the Seasiders within one. 8-7, your Penguins lead. Quentin Mendoza bringing up the court, slowing everything down, instructing his players where to go on offense, slowing everything back down top of the court. Jeremiah Gray. Jeremiah Gray looked for a screen from Uwadie. Got it. Uwadie cutting. Jeremiah Gray tried to get it to him. Knocked away by Brooke. And his long pass, baseball pass up the court to Nelson. One-on-one Nelson Ramirez, and Ramirez had the upper hand as Nelson missed an easy two ball, and Penguins get the ball back. Talatari top of the key to Mendoza, swinging back across to Josh Ramirez in the corner. And Jeremiah Gray will get it to Talatari, reset everything back up the top of the key, 14 to shoot. He'll get it up the high post. Josh Ramirez bump fakes, gets it over to Quentin Mendoza in the corner, 9 to shoot. Jeremiah Gray, 7 to shoot. Gray setting everything back up, gets screen. Uwadie, 4 to shoot. Jeremiah Gray drives outside. Josh Ramirez comes in hard from the baseline. He'll put it up as the shot clock expires. No good. Rebound, Roney. Stolen away by Mendoza, and Talatari is a one-on-one with Roney. Talatari puts it up, and he puts it in. Great job by Talatari. Good find by Josh Ramirez. Good job by Josh Ramirez, knowing they had a three-on-one. Talatari going up hard, knowing there's probably not going to be a foul there, as he had the upper hand on Roney. And looks like Watson will have the ball in front of the Penguin bench. And they swing it all the way around to Roney. Roney on the left side wing. Thought about a three ball. Ramirez in his face. He'll get it back up top of the key to Kachuki. Kachuki tightly guarded by Quentin Nelson. And Kachuki will go right side wing. Tried to cross over Ramirez. Doesn't work. He'll get over to Roney. Roney top of the key. Three to shoot. Roney three ball up. And it is good. Three ball ties the game from Caleb Roney. And Talatari will bring things back up slowly across the insignia here at the Collin Center. Penguins attacking the southern hoop. And he'll get it to Jeremiah Gray on the left side wing. Gray looking for a screen. Gets it from Ramirez. Looked for Talatari. Talatari thought three ball. He'll spin inside. And he'll get over to Mendoza, who lost the handle on it. Mendoza saves it, but throws it right to Nelson, who throws it to Brooke, who is... Nelson threw it right to Watson. Watson went up for the easy layup, and he had it blocked by Jeremiah Gray, but they call... Looked like they called a... goaltend. They did not. As the game will stay tied at 10, and Talatari will bring it up. A little bit of confusion there. And Reverend Madulcor and Josh Armstrong will check back in here for the first time. Madulcor, great ball fake. Madulcor, the Rev, driving left side. Little ball fake in the paint. They thought he was going to go to Uwadie, but he just took it in himself. And Nelson will shoot the three. Too much glass. Offensive board by Given. And that one is rejected by Henry Uwadie. Huge block by Uwadie. Getting the Penguin bench into it. Jeremiah Gray giving him a little Mutombo finger wag.
No, not in my house.
And Kachuki will inbound it here to Watson. Watson, three ball, in and out. Madukor with the rebound off to Talatari. Talatari pushing it for your Penguins. And he thought about a long pass, but he'll set it back up over to Madukor on the right side wing. Madukor tried to cross up Gabriel on Doe, looks like. Gabriel Andrade. And that'll be a foul on the Seasiders. And Talatari will bring it in for your Penguins, and he'll go hard right side. Kicked it out to Madukor, who thought about a deep three. Would have been about a 27-footer. And he'll hand it off to Josh Armstrong. And whistles. And the Penguins will get the ball, looks like, underneath. And that foul is on Jeff Given for the Seasiders. Second team foul, first personal foul for Given. And Wadier just throws it right to the defense, and that was Andrani, but Talatari steals it back as Josh Armstrong working inside. Talatari for three. Talatari hits the three ball, and he'll get the Penguin offense rolling as he puts him up by three. And Kachuni will bring it up for the Seasiders. And Shad Watson has it in front of the Penguin bench over to Nelson in the low post. And they'll kick it back up top to Andrade. And long three ball, no good by Kachuni. And Talatari will bring it back up to key for your Penguins. He'll go middle. Soft jumper from the free throw line, and it'll fall. Rio Talatari, beautiful touch on that shot from the free throw line. Put your Penguins up by five, 11 and a half here to go in the first half. Andre Day has the ball right in front of the Penguin bench, and that is Watson. Deep three from the corner for the Seasiders. Puts the Seasiders back within two, and Talatari will slow things up here for your Penguins across the insignia, and he'll let his offense get set. Looking for a couple screens down low, and he'll get it to Madukor on the right side wing. Madukor gets a screen from Uwadier. Madukor for three. Good, Madukor from the right side wing. He'll hit the three ball. Put your Penguins up by five. Timeout. Penguins 20, Seasiders 15, just under 11 minutes to go.
The intensity on the court is perfect for the Penguins right now. Not only are they pumped up, they're playing perfect on the court. These passes, having Madukor in there, the aggression and the wits. He is an IQ on the field, on the court, that's unbelievable. He's able to get that ball where he needs it to go, along with Rio Talatari. His ball handling skills and his ability to find those gaps and channels on the court is unbelievable. We're barely into this game, and I'm stoked to be here. It's going to be a fantastic game by both teams. The Seasiders aren't trailing that far either.
And Talatari with two assists already. Talatari is perfect. 3 for 3 from the field. And he's 1 for 1 from three-point land. He leads your Penguins with 7 points at this media timeout. Right behind him is Rev Madukor with 5 points. The Rev, as we call him, he's 2 for 2 from the field. 1 for 1 from three-point land. And they headline your Penguins scores here halfway through the first half. As coming out of this media timeout, I believe the Seasiders will have possession. I may be wrong, but I believe they have possession as they will be inbounding it underneath their own hoop. And it will be Seasider ball as Andre Day will inbound for the Seasiders to D. McCleary. And Jordan Tribble checks in for Henry Uwadier. And Seth Turner will also check in for your Penguins, their first minutes of the night. Three ball, good. By Shad Watson to bring the Seasiders within two. Rev Madukor running the point here for your Penguins as Seth Turner came in for Talatari. Armstrong right side winged up top to Seth Turner. All the way across to Madukor. Madukor will drive left side baseline. Little jump stop in the paint. What a great move by Madukor. He puts it up. It sat on the rim and fell off. Then he gets his own tip. Tipped it back up for 2 points. What a great job by Madukor as Andre Day has it. Top of the key for the Seasiders, and he'll swing it over to Nelson on the left side wing, guarded by Madukor, who he gets a screen. And looks like Madukor will get called for the foul. His first foul, first team foul for the Penguins. And entering for your Penguins is Russell Davis, and we've seen him so active on the defensive side of the ball. He has great hands, quick hands, as he almost stole away a pass intended for Watson, but he doesn't. They throw a baseball pass down court to Seth Turner. Seth Turner gets it in the corner, but he will be fouled by Shad Watson, and the Penguins have the ball underneath. Just as Russell Davis comes in, he has very quick hands, and he has very active hands on defense. He almost steals a pass away, caused some confusion for the Seasiders, which led to a turnover by them and a Penguin ball as Madukor will get it into Tribble. Tribble back to the top of the key to Seth Turner, who almost lost it. And Russell Davis will run the point here as he telegraphed that pass to Madukor, stolen away. And Russell Davis with a hard foul on Gabriel Andrade. And Andrade is not happy about it, but Russell Davis had to foul. It was Andrade had a wide open layup from the left side. And it was a smart foul by Russell Davis. And we've seen that the past few games here at the Collins Center. Russell Davis has really smart fouls. And Andrade will go to the line. That is Russell Davis's first foul. Second team foul for the Penguins. Andrade will go to the line. And first one rattles around. And he gets it to go. And Lexi, what are you exactly pointing at?
On the court, he has some cool shoes going on. It looks like he has the Brazilian flag behind his heel. It's pretty cool.
It is cool. A little custom shoes there for Andrade as he missed a second, and Madukor will bring it up the court for the Penguins, slowing everything down, getting a couple screens down low. Andrade tried to swipe it away, couldn't. High post Ramirez. Ramirez sizes up Nelson. And back to Madukor, who just gets it stolen away by Watson. Watson is active here in the first half as he'll get it to Andrade, who tried to cut through the paint. He'll get it to the corner to Watson. Watson, three ball, no good. Rebound Ramirez, and they'll push up the court is Madukor. Madukor setting up the offense. Coach Booker T. Harris has implemented, sitting right in front of us here in our broadcast booth on Media Row, as Madukor almost lost his footing. 16 to shoot. He'll get up to Ramirez. Ramirez, three ball, no good. And rebound Seasiders. That is D. McCleary. And D. McCleary traveled with it. And the Penguins will get the ball underneath their own hoop.
Great pressure by Seth Turner right there, getting him in the corner, making him make a mistake rather than let him have the space to try to bring that ball back up.
Inbounding under the hoop is Rev Madukor, and he'll try to get it in here, and he will to Jordan Tribble. A little over-the-shoulder pass. Tribble sizing up Brooke as Tribble's backing him down to the paint. Tribble goes up with the right hand, and it'll roll around the rim and fall out, but he draws the foul by Brooke, and Tribble will go to the line, and he will shoot two.
The patience that these players have with those, I would just go for the foul immediately and be like, nope, I don't have time for you to try to size me up right now.
Brooke with his first personal foul, fourth team foul for the Seasiders. Tribble at the line. We see him work on his free throw shot a lot. As the first one hits the back of the rim, goes straight up in the air and right through as Tauatari will re-enter for Josh Ramirez. And Tribble, second free throw on the way shortly. As he toes the line, second one is up and it is left, and he missed it. Rebound Andrade. And it'll be a foul on Russell Davis. That is Davis's second foul, third team foul. And Jeremiah Gray will check back in for Davis. And Davis comes off the court smiling like, yeah, yeah. Seaside is bringing up the court quickly here as Penguins implement full court pressure. Tauatari almost stole it away. And that'll be McCleary on the right side wing, looking for somebody to open up. He'll get it to Watson. Watson will reset everything back up, call out the play for the Seasiders. He'll go right side wing to Nelson. Nelson looking down low. He can't get it there, so he'll go back up to McCleary. McCleary into the corner to Nelson. Seven to shoot, and that shot will fall for Nelson. And he got the long two to fall as Jeremiah Gray will bring up the court quickly on the left side, right in front of us here in our opulent broadcast booth. As Madukor telegraphed that pass, almost got stolen away by Andrade, and Seth Turner would go inside, and oh, Jordan Tribble throws it down, but it will not count. He cannot believe it. And he stepped out of bounds. As Tribble got the ball, it looked like he stepped out of bounds, and he threw it down hard, and Tribble is absolutely astonished by that call. But the Seasiders are bringing it up, and that is Brooke left side corner to Watson, and Brooke cutting. And Brooke will throw it down. Nobody guarding the baseline. He had a wide open lane to the hoop. And he'll make the Penguins pay as he ties it here at 23, just under 8 minutes left to go in the first half. But Duclair up top, Jeremiah Gray almost lost it. Tyler Turner will reset things back up, and he'll go down low to Seth Turner. He just throws it right to Andrade, and Andrade will get the steal as he brings it up for the Seasiders. Three ball on the way, no good by Watson. And Jeremiah Gray bringing up the court for your Penguins. Jeremiah Gray, slowing things down. Tawatari top of the key, letting the offense work as he's calling out the play here. And he'll get a screen from Tribble. Tawatari looked inside to Tribble, and he will go to him. Tribble wanted to go up, kicks it out to Maduakor to Seth Turner on the right side wing. Seth Turner will drive 7 seconds to shoot into Tribble. Tribble will throw it down. And Tribble will put your Penguins up by three here, just over seven to go in the first half. As Andrade will bring it up the court for the Seasiders. Andrade finds Watson. Watson on the left side wing, guarded by Jeremiah Gray, inside to Brooke. Brooke back outside right side wing in front of the Penguins. Bench is Andrade, and he completely missed the shot, and they'll kick it back out to Watson. And they'll try to go down low to Brooke, and Brooke lost the handle, and it was going to go out of bounds, and he hit it, and it hit Tribble, and it looks like the Seasiders will maintain possession, but we have a media timeout, and during this media timeout, we'd like to hear a word from one of our sponsors.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, then play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club, located in East San Rafael, is the home to DU Golf.
Hi, this is Rod Ghilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course. It's Marin County's complete golf experience.
Book your tee time online at peacockgapgolfclub.com or give us a call, 415-453-4940.
Thank you to Peacock Gap for being one of our sponsors. Peacock Gap is a brilliant golf course located in Marin County. Book your tee time today and get out there. And the day that it's not raining, Lexi, as we're in, we've seen a lot of that lately, a lot of rain, which is good. But with 6:51 here to go, 10 on the shot clock for the Seasiders, and they'll have it underneath the hoop. And they're going to have to draw up a play to get a shot off quickly as they only have 10 seconds. Henry Uwadie checking back in along with Quentin Mendoza for your Penguins. It'll be Uwadie, Mendoza, Gray, Turner, and Tawatari. And as we return here, the Seasiders will inbound, as I mentioned, 10 on the shot clock. They'll have to get something off quickly. They probably drew up a quick play over there in their huddle during the media timeout. That is McLeary inbounding it. Tried to look for Androny, but can't get it to go. And he'll inbound it to Watson. Watson to Brooke over to the right side corner, five to shoot. And long two up, no good. Rebound Seth Turner. That two was by McLeary. And Mendoza will bring it up the court for your Penguins. Mendoza looking for somebody to open up and thought about going to Jeremiah Gray. But Andrade read that pass brilliantly and couldn't get it to go. Seth Turner will drive baseline. Seth Turner gets it to fall. What a brilliant move by Seth Turner to go baseline as we get the Aussie chant here in the Conlin Center. 22 to shoot on the shot clock for Andrade, and he'll have it right in front of the Penguin bench on the right side wing, guarded by Jeremiah Gray. Great ball fake as he'll go up around Uwadie, and it falls as Uwadie was trying not to get the foul called on him, and Brooke came in to clean it up as Andrade's shot was high off the glass, and Tawatari will bring it back up for your Penguins. Looking for a screen from Uwadie. He gets it back, turns around, goes back up top of the key, set, turn a corner three, Mendoza. Mendoza got it! Quentin Mendoza, corner three for your Penguins. He'll put him up by six. And McLeary bringing up the court for the Seasiders. Mendoza gets that outside shooting game going. The Seasiders going to have to be careful here with the Penguins' ability to shoot from beyond the arc and Uwadie's ability inside as Nelson goes high off the glass over Uwadie for the two ball, and the Penguins will bring back up the court, and that is Rio Tawatari setting everybody back up. Quentin Mendoza looking for a pass in the corner. He's feeling it from the corner right now. As Tawatari gets it inside Uwadie, Uwadie goes up and just gets it taken away. Stolen by the Seasiders as Andrade goes up and he'll get the shot blocked, and Mendoza gets the rebound hit out of bounds by Andrade, and the Penguins will maintain possession.
Interesting defense. I've seen those two turnovers. It's almost like a push of two hands right at the ball, right before they're about to grab it. And it's been working for them to get it right out of the hands of the Penguins. It just looks very funny when you're looking at the court and they push two of their hands. It seems not to draw a foul.
Yeah, it does. And Kachuki will re-enter for the Seasiders as Greg gets a screen from Uwadi. He looked down in the post to Uwadi, but instead gets in Septenner. Septenner spin cycle, and he draws the foul. It'll be a blocking foul on D. McLeary. That is his first personal foul, fifth team foul for the Sea Shatters, and the Penguins have the ball underneath the hoop. Jeremiah Gray will be tossing it in. We'll see if he can get a little toss in here to Uwadi while he has a huge height advantage on Brooke, but he'll get it to Tauatari out on the corner. Tauatari coming back up to the top of the key. And Seth Turner tried to go up, but gets his own rebound. Gray for three from the corner. No good. Uwadi with the offensive board. He'll put it back up. No good. Turner thought about tipping it back up, but ripped out of his hands by D. McLeary. And the Seasiders bring it up the court quick. And Seasiders dribble it out of bounds right in front of the Penguin bench. Penguin bench trying to influence the ref, but it clearly went out off the Seasiders, and that was McLeary who threw it out of bounds. And Tauatari will bring it up the court for your Penguins. Tauatari puts a little spin move. Top high post to Seth Turner. Seth Turner back to Tauatari on the left side wing. Tauatari drives baseline, goes inside Uwadi, who throws it down. Huge left-hand slam from Henry Uwadi. Put your Penguins up by six as Kachuki will bring it back up the court here for the Seasider. Jeremiah Gray thought about jumping the pass intended for Nelson, but he'll let him get it anyway. Watson left side wing. He'll get a screen from Brooke. Nelson tried to get by Mendoza. He can't. Nelson will go by Mendoza, but thinks twice when he gets into Uwadi. And Nelson outside long two, and it falls. And it'll be a violation on the inbound pass by Tauatari and Seth Turner, and the Seasiders will have the ball underneath the Penguin hoop, and we'll have a media timeout. At the media timeout, Penguin shooting a really hot 66% from the field as opposed to the Seasiders 42. And Penguins 3-for-6 from the three-point land, and the Seasiders 1-for-2. Not many outside shots taken as the Penguins have turned the ball over 11 times here, only leading to 8 points off turnover for the Seasiders, though. Seasiders themselves turning it over 5 times to the Penguins, 10 points off turnover. That's a good sign for the Penguins. They're dominating on the glass also. 16 rebounds to the Seasiders, 9. And the Penguins are spreading out the love tonight. I mean, you have Red Maduakor with 7, Rio Tauatari with 7, Uwadi with 4, and a bunch. Tribble, Turner, Mendoza, all with 3. Let's see, how many people do we have on the scoreboard here for the Penguins? 9 different scores for the Penguins here with 3:53 left to go in the first half. Coming out of the media timeout, the Seasiders will have the ball underneath their hoop. And on the court for your Penguins after that timeout, it will be Josh Ramirez entering for Seth Turner. He'll be in there with Mendoza, Gray, Wadie, and Tauatari. Seasiders will throw it in. That is Kachuki, who tosses it into Brooke. Brooke on Uwadi, back out to Kachuki, top of the key, and they'll reset everything back up as they have the fresh shot clock. Kachuki over to Roney. Roney looked left side, and that is a 3-ball on the way by Juna Lee, and he got all window, not even close to the rim, and rebound Penguins as Tauatari brings up the court quick. Josh Ramirez, top of the key. He'll drive left side back to Tauatari, who thought 3-ball, and he'll go inside. Spin cycle by Tauatari. What a great move by Tauatari. Couldn't get the shot to fall. And Henry Uwadi almost had the rebound, but had it ripped out of his hands by Brooke. And Uwadi actually went over the back of Brooke, which will give the Seasiders possession. That is Uwadi's first personal foul, fourth team foul for the Penguins. Penguins implementing the full court pressure here, and as the Seasiders will get it into Roney. Roney on Ramirez. Ramirez guarding him tightly, not letting him get by him. Roney will look back up to the top of the key, and he'll set everything back up over to Kachuki. Kachuki looking to Lee, as Lee is on the right side wing in front of the Penguin bench. Lee thought 3-ball, and it'll be Brooke who thought 3-ball and faked out Uwadi. Uwadi thought he was going to take the 3. He went inside off the rim. Uwadi with the rebound. Penguins back the other way. Not a good pass in transition there as Tauatari tried to get it into Josh Ramirez under the hoop, and he threw it, and it was tipped away by Lee. And it looked like Josh Ramirez got a little piece of it also after the tip by Lee, so Seasiders have the ball Roney bringing it up the court for the Seasiders quickly. He'll bring it up right at Josh Ramirez, and he'll look baseline to Brooke, back up to the top of the key to Lee, who hands it off to McLeary. McLeary setting things back up, looking for a screen from Roney, and he gets it 16 to shoot on the shot clock. And he'll get a screen. He'll go left side, and he looked back outside to Lee. Lee setting things back up, 10 to shoot, 9 for Lee. Lee will go right side. He looks 7 to shoot, right side wing. He'll look for a screen. He'll go right side, spin move inside, and rejected by Uwadie. Uwadie with a huge rejection as Lee put on a brilliant spin move on Tawatari in the paint. Seasiders have the ball with 2 on the shot clock. They'll have to get it in and put a shot up right away. Inbound by Kachuki, and it'll be in. And 3 a ball on the way from McLeary. McLeary no good. Rebound Jeremiah Gray. He'll push for your Penguins. Jeremiah Gray will slow things down once he gets across half court. Mendoza for 3, right side corner. Good! Quentin Mendoza with the 3 ball from the right corner. Beautiful pass by Gray to find Mendoza wide open in the corner. Gray was going to set things back up at the top of the key, but instead found Mendoza wide open in the corner. And Seasiders will set everything back up. That's McLeary on the left side wing. Thought about driving. He'll go Jeremiah Gray. He'll look baseline to Lee. He looked at Uwadie and said, no way, and just kicked it back out to Roney. Roney with the 3 ball from the left corner. No good. Rebound Gray. And it'll be a foul on Jeremiah Gray for a push. And Jeremiah Gray shaking his head, looking at Coach Booker, saying, no way. That is Gray's first foul. 5th team foul for the Penguins. As Seasiders Kachuki inbounds it to Nelson. Nelson gets a 2 ball. Pump fake. Got Jeremiah Gray to jump. And then Ramirez had a chance on the second shot after the pump fake by Watson, but couldn't get it. And he missed it. And Watson put in the points as Ramirez will go left side lane, put it up with the left hand, and get it blocked. I believe that was Brooke on the block as Kachuki gets it down inside to Nelson. Nelson back to the top of the key to Kachuki, and he'll set everything back up. D. McLeary driving baseline on Quentin Mendoza, and it is tipped, and it is blocked by Henry Uwadie. And Tawatari pressing it back up the court for your Penguins the other way. Tawatari setting things up, and he'll try to get it to Mendoza, who goes off his hand, and Josh Ramirez saves it before it goes to the Seasider bench. And Jeremiah Gray will have it on the right side wing, setting things back up, 15 to shoot for your Penguins. Jeremiah Gray top of the key. Coach Booker T. Harris to our right calling out the play. Gray looking for a screen from Uwadie. He gets it, and it'll be a foul on the Seasiders, Denham Brook. His second personal foul, 16 foul for the Seasiders. Coach Booker T. Harris wants a 30-second timeout here. And it will be granted as he looks like he wants to draw up a play here. He has his whiteboard out, guys around him, and he's probably telling the guys, hey, you know what? 5-point lead, 54 seconds left in the first half. You know, we could probably get 2 more possessions and get a 2-1. We'll get 2 possessions. Seasiders will only get 1. We have a chance to score some points here. Got a fresh shot clock. Force the Seasiders to a bad shot. Get the last shot before the half and go in with the lead. And looks like he did just that, as he did draw up a play. So I checked out his whiteboard, and he's wiping it off right now so nobody can steal it from him. I'm trying to see what it was, but he wouldn't let me. Coach Booker T. Harris does a great job drawing up inbound plays as Mendoza will inbound it on the far sideline. Right in front of the stands, he'll get into Tawatari. Tawatari looking for a screen from Gray. He gets it. Gray on the right side wing. 3 ball, Jeremiah Gray. Got it! Jeremiah Gray, 3 ball, right side wing. And Jeremiah Gray's heating up. Quentin Mendoza's heating up. And Uwadie's feeling it. And that is not a good sign for the Seasiders. And those 3 guys are all clicking. As McLeary looks for a screen, he'll go inside. Thought about going up. Uwadie said no way. And Uwadie looked for the rebound, but he couldn't get it. Josh Ramirez. And Tawatari will slow things down. About a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. So after this possession, Seasiders have to get a shot up quickly with more than likely less than 2 seconds to go. Quentin Mendoza setting everything back up top of the key. Jeremiah Gray, 15 to shoot. They're playing a little pass back at the top of the key. Gray, Tawatari, and Mendoza, 10 to shoot. Looks for a screen from Ramirez. He'll go left side. Tawatari goes up left hand, off the glass, around the rim. And Tawatari gets it to go. 3 seconds left. Kachuki, 1 second left. Shot goes up. Kachuki hairballs. And your Penguins will take a 10-point 41-31 lead going into the half. Penguins lead it. What a great last couple minutes there for Coach Booker and his guys.
Penguins doing fantastic. Booker leading his Penguins to this 10-point lead right here. All around great performance by every single player that's been on this court. We've seen a couple errors, but we get right out of it. We get right into it. We got 15 more minutes. It's going to be a long 15 minutes. Not long in the sense that it's going to be boring, but a very exciting game going on. Also see the trend of dunking right now. We see a lot of that. Hanging on the rim is happening a lot. When you're that tall, might as well hang on the rim. You can do it.
Yeah, I don't blame him. If I was 6'5", 6'6", or taller, I'd be going to the rim all day if I could, if I got an open lane. But at the half, Penguins shooting 65% from the field compared to the Seasiders, 36. Penguins also 62% from three-point land. Just a great job by Mendoza and Tawatari and Jeremiah Gray from beyond the arc. Penguins a significant amount of turnovers, 12 turnovers. But the Seasiders only have 7 points off the turnovers, which is good. Penguins dominating on the glass. Penguins have 21 rebounds, so the Seasiders 13. And Seasiders only shooting 30% from beyond the arc. So Seasiders going to have to get something going here in the second half. Their leading scorer is Tanner Nelson with 10. And the Penguins, he leads all scorers actually with 10. The Penguins spreading the love. Leading scorer, Rio Tawatari with 9. He's 4-for-5 from the field, and he's 100% from beyond the arc. Next behind him with 7 is the Rev, Maduakor, 3-for-4 from the field, 1-for-1 from beyond the arc. And then you have Quentin Mendoza, 2-for-2, 2-for-2 from the three-point line. And you just got to give credit to the Penguins' outside shooting right now. They're knocking down a lot of outside shots, which forces the Seasider defense to spread out, and which causes a lot of trouble inside when you have those one-on-one matchups with Uwadie, who's half a foot taller than everybody on the court for the Seasiders. I mean, you just can't match up. Henry Uwadie is going to have the upper hand all game. And now that we have a break, 13 minutes left to go until we start the second half here at the Conlin Center, I'd like to remind you that Dominican University of California's broadcast on Penguin Radio are brought to you by our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's. San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant located in downtown San Rafael that has served the Marin community since 1947. Thank you, San Rafael Joe's, for your sponsorship. And we will be back here shortly as we have 12 and a half minutes till we have the second half gets underway. And we will be back then. Stay tuned. As the second half gets underway here, we're about set. Penguins, Seasiders, Penguins lead 41-31. And we're getting up on the second half here as our refs are, he looks like he's dancing in the paint. He's ready for the second half. Put on a couple of moves there. And as we get set for the second half here, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And on the court for your Penguins, Henry Uwadie, Quentin Mendoza, Rio Tawatari, CJ Thomas, and Jeremiah Gray. And for the Seasiders is D. McLeary, Caleb Roney, Tanner Nelson, Bailey Kachuki, and Denham Brook as Tawatari inbounds it at half court to CJ Thomas. And they'll get it over to Jeremiah Gray on the right side wing in front of the Penguin bench. Gray will set everything back up top of the key. Quentin Mendoza slowing things down for your Penguins. Mendoza looking for somebody to open up. Mendoza left side wing to Tawatari. Tawatari setting things back up, 15 to shoot. Tawatari, 12 to shoot, right corner, Quentin Mendoza got it. Quentin Mendoza in front of the Penguin bench. And the Penguin bench is going crazy. And Coach Rich Mendoza is not pleased with the Penguin excitement there, but they're living it up as Seasiders have the ball underneath. Baseline was Roney and rejected by Uwadie. Outside wing, that's Nelson. Nelson long two, no good. Rebound CJ Thomas. Tawatari bring it up right in front of us here at Media Row in our opulent broadcast booth. Rio Tawatari goes right side, gets a screen from CJ Thomas, looks back up top. Jeremiah Gray, three ball, top of the key. Jeremiah Gray in and out. Rebound Roney, and Kachiku bring it back up the court for the Seasiders. Pressing it is Nelson, left side wing on Jeremiah Gray, into the middle to Brook. Nelson back to the top, to the high post. Little soft shot, doesn't get it to go. And Penguins will get the ball back as there will be a foul on Caleb Roney. His first team foul the second half. for the Seasiders. Jeremiah Gray inbounds to Quentin Mendoza. Mendoza full court press by the Seasiders over to Tawatari. Tawatari pressing it up court as he'll try and get over the half court stripe here as he does. Tawatari backing down Kachuki. Quentin Mendoza to the top of the key to Rio Tawatari. Rio Tawatari top. Reset back up the offense, send to shoot. Tawatari looking for a screen, 8 to shoot. Tawatari inside to Uwade to a cutting CJ Thomas, 6 to shoot. Thomas goes right side. Uwade with the rebound. Fresh shot clock. Uwade went up for a slam. Got it rejected by Roney. Three ball, Jeremiah Gray. Jeremiah Gray too much on the shot. CJ Thomas into Tawatari, soft touch. Tawatari gets it to go. And Tawatari from about 10, 11 feet gets it to fall. Assisted by CJ Thomas. And Nelson went right side. And he missed it as it went off high off the glass, off the rim, and it looked like a offensive goaltending. And the Penguins will get the ball as that shot does not count. Penguins up 15-46-31. Inbound Jeremiah Gray to Quentin Mendoza. Full court press here by the Seasiders. Mendoza crosses over McLeary as he'll get it up to Tawatari across the midcourt stripe. Tawatari down to CJ Thomas, who drives baseline. He got hacked. He got shoved to the ground. And Thomas is not happy about it, but the Penguins will get the ball underneath as CJ Thomas hit the deck pretty hard, and they're going to clean up some sweat in the paint here as Marquise Jackson will enter for the Seasiders for the first time.
I wouldn't be too happy about that, too, getting just hacked, falling to the ground. Very unnecessary by the other team. But Jeremiah Gray, it's not going to faze him. He's going to continue to play this game.
And Gray inbounds to Uwadie on the baseline. Uwadie tried to get back up top to Mendoza, who had a wide-open three if he could have gotten it there. But McLeary, the nice bounce pass down low to Jackson, who was cutting to the hoop. But Jackson couldn't handle it, and it'll go out of bounds. And the Penguins get the ball back. Jeremiah Gray bringing it up the court. And he should quickly, as they only have a few seconds until they get a violation, but Mendoza gets it across to Tawatari to a cutting CJ Thomas, who gets it swatted away by Jackson. The 6'6" junior out of Fresno, California, and Jackson matches up nicely against CJ Thomas, who's also 6'6" himself. And Andrade will return for the Seasiders this break in the action in place of D. McLeary. Penguins have the ball out in the corner, inbounding Tawatari with 16 to shoot. He'll look for Thomas on the sideline. Thomas back to Tawatari, and he'll spin move. He'll go paint right side, and he'll kick it out. Tried to kick it out to Mendoza at an open three. Jeremiah Gray top of the key, 8 to shoot. Jeremiah Gray goes left side, 6 to shoot. Jeremiah Gray picks up a screen, 4 to shoot. Gray tried to go inside, got it stolen away by Kachuki, but CJ Thomas will fall on it as the shot clock goes off. Shot clock violation, Penguins, and the Seasiders will get the ball. Coach Booker T. Harris and his assistants, Kurt Bond and Rich Mendoza, calling out the defense here as they want a full court pressure as they will implement it. And the Seasiders struggling to get the ball up across the court here as Roney will barely, as Andrade almost threw it out of bounds over to us on Media Row. Good hands by Roney, and he'll get it over to Nelson, left side wing. Nelson looking to drive on Gray. He'll step back out for three. No, he'll go to Kachuki, who looks for Roney, right side wing, and throws it cross court to Nelson, 6 to shoot, 3 ball on the way, no good, rebound Roney. Roney will drive baseline into Uwadie. Uwadie goes up, a huge rejection by Henry Uwadie, and he'll get it right to Cedric Thomas, who throws it right to Andrade, who puts in the easy two bucket, cuts the lead to 13 for your Penguins. Tawatari over to Jeremiah Gray, right in front of the Penguin bench. Gray back up top the key to Mendoza, and an off-ball foul on Marquez Jackson, his first third-team foul for the Seasiders, as Rev Maduakor and Josh Ramirez will re-enter here for C.J. Thomas and Jeremiah Gray. Penguins have the ball underneath their hoop. Rev inbounding here as he'll get it to Tawatari. Long two ball from Tawatari, and he'll knock it down. Great look from Rio Tawatari. Great job by Mendoza finding him with the long two. Seasiders bring it up here, full court press by the Penguins. Mendoza guarding Kachuki tightly, and they'll get it over to Andrade, top of the key. Andrade playing a little pass back with Nelson. Nelson over to Kachuki, and Mendoza guarding Kachuki tightly. He crosses over Mendoza. Mendoza with a good defense there, forcing a tough shot by Kachuki. Rebound by Jackson, and he'll put it back up and in for the Seasiders. Tauatari bringing it up quickly for your Penguins. Tauatari has the numbers. Josh Ramirez with the reverse layup. Josh Ramirez fooled the defense. He thought initially he was going to go up to the left side, and he tucked it back underneath for a reverse layup. Brilliant move by Josh Ramirez. As Androdi will bring it up for the Seasiders back to the top of the key to Kachoki over to Nelson, who looks to go inside, and they're playing a little three-man weave at the top of the key. Andrade picks up a screen from Jackson. He'll go inside. Quentin Mendoza with the defense. With a rebound, taken out of Uwadie's hands and put back by Marquise Jackson. Great move by Jackson inside to get over Uwadie there to put up the second chance points and get the offensive glass. As Rev Maduka had a little trouble to bring it over the half-court stripe. Mendoza will reset everything back up top of the key, 17 on the shot clock. Mendoza over to Tauatari in front of the Penguin bench. Inside, high post, Josh Ramirez over to Quentin Mendoza in the corner. Rev Maduka top of the key. Tauatari, 8 to shoot, gets a screen from Ramirez. Tauatari with a brilliant move inside. Tauatari just jumping from the free throw line, goes up and under with it, around some Seasider defenders, and he'll get it to fall with about 7 on the shot clock as Kachoki will bring it up for the Seasiders. Your Penguins lead 52-37, 14 and a half here to go in the second half, and pass down inside to Roney, and dual possession will be called, and the Seasiders will maintain possession underneath the hoop. We'll have a media timeout, and Seth Turner will be re-entering for your Penguins. When we come out of the media timeout, Penguins still shooting a really good 61% from the field, and the Seasiders a mediocre 33, as the Penguins still turning the ball over a lot, but the Seasiders not really taking advantage of the 15 turnovers, only 9 points off of turnovers for the Seasiders. And with about 14 and a half here, Penguins lead 52-37. And Rio Tauatari now has 16 points, and he leads all scores. 7-for-8 from the field, 2-for-2 from three-point land. And he's shooting the ball really well. He's finding a lot of open men for the Penguins to shoot. And he's dispersing the ball really well for your Penguins. And as they come out of the timeout, Seasiders will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Lexi, what do you see that's working well here for the Penguins on both sides of the ball?
What's working well right now here on the court is the communication that's being done. They're talking back and forth with each other. And of course, support from these awesome Penguin fans we have here in the icebox. Actually, not a bad amount of people here today, considering it is our winter break. We have a nice crowd going on here, dedicated fans for sure.
As the inbound from Kachoki into the corner, and Kachoki will get it handed back to him from Given. And Androni at the top of the key over to Nelson. Nelson playing a little three-man weave again with Kachoki at the top. 6 to shoot. Androni will go inside, and he jumps right into Josh Ramirez, who will pick up the foul, it looks like. And no, it'll be Seth Turner, excuse me, not Ramirez. Seth Turner picking up his first foul. First team foul for the Penguins here in the second quarter, and Androdi will go to the line. Androdi will shoot his first, and it goes. And his second will be on the way shortly. Androdi, a good free throw shooter. The Seasiders not very good from the line tonight at a 50%. Those are only the Seasiders' third and fourth free throw shots, though, as he knocks them down, and the Seasiders now shooting 75% from the line as Quentin Mendoza brings up the court over to Seth Turner across the midcourt stripe. Rev Madukor thought about driving right side. He'll get it out to Quentin Mendoza. Thought about a three, no. Tauatari will reset everything back up. Rev Madukor left side wing. He'll look inside to Seth Turner, no, and he'll go to Tauatari, who actually gets it inside Seth Turner. Mendoza for three. Mendoza a little to the left as he missed it off the left side of the iron, and the Seasiders will bring it up the court. That is Kachuki. Kachuki on Tauatari, and Androdi on the right side wing, guarded tightly by Mendoza to the top of the key to Watson. And Kachuki will drive inside on Ramirez. He'll get the inside pass to Given. Great find by Kachuki to find Given the mismatch inside. And Given with an easy 2 points for the Seasiders. Your Penguins lead by 11. Quentin Mendoza, left side wing. Coach Booker T. Harris calling out the play. And Penguins executing it nicely as Tauatari gets over to the left side to Quentin Mendoza. Tauatari picks up a screen from Seth Turner, goes baseline to Josh Ramirez. He tried to go reverse layup again. Offensive board by Turner. Back to Ramirez. Ramirez Great offensive board by Seth Turner, and great find to get it to Josh Ramirez for him to put it back up for the Penguins. Your Penguins lead 54-41, 13 minutes left here in the game. And Jody, the left side wing, goes up to the top of the key, and he'll hand it off. He'll keep it himself, down low to Given. Ramirez on Given, Given back and down Ramirez. Tried to go down low to the baseline to Nelson, and Nelson dribbled it out of bounds, and your Penguins will get the ball.
Great D by the Penguins, doing a great job of creating an opportunity to grab that ball and push it out.
You're right, Lexi. Great job by the Penguins to force confusion as a baseball pass all the way down the court from Josh Ramirez, and he'll get it inside to Seth Turner for the easy bucket as they had a two-on-one coming down the court. Andrade, right side wing, thought about a three, no. He'll set everything back up, top of the key. He'll drive on Ramirez. He'll go inside, back out to the corner to Watson. Watson, top of the key to Andrade. Andrade, the three, left side wing. He'll knock it down. He'll bring the Seasiders within 12. Talatar bringing it up across the logo here at the Collin Center over left side wing. Mendoza, three ball, no good, too short, front of the rim. And the Seasiders will press it quickly. Baseball pass down the court to Roney. Roney across court to Given. Given not going to shoot a three. Had an open look. Top of the key to Andrade. Andrade will set everything back up. Red Maduakor plastered to him on defense. Give it back to Given at the top of the key. Given finds Watson in the right side wing. He'll drive by Seth Turner. He'll go up and over Mendoza. And Mendoza picks up the charge. Great job by Mendoza being in the right spot at the right time, picking up the charge. And that will be on Shad Watson for the Seasiders, his third personal foul, fourth team foul of the half for the Seasiders. Media timeout. And in this media timeout, we will go to a word from our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
And coming out of this media timeout, we have your Penguins leading 56-44, up by 12, 11:53 to go here in the second half. Penguins shooting 58% from the field to the Seasiders 36. Penguins knocking it down from three. They're 7-for-14 from beyond the arc, as the Seasiders only shooting 33% from beyond the arc. Penguins playing really good defense here. Bench playing a key role, 20 points on the off the bench. Here's a stat for you, Lexi. The Penguins have 30 points in the paint, and the Seasiders have 16. The Penguins dominating in the paint and dominating in rebounds. They have 30 rebounds to the Seasiders 21. As we resume action here, Rev Maduakor into the recently checked in Josh Armstrong. Armstrong over to Mendoza, who tries to bring it up across the half court stripe in order to not get a violation, and he will. He'll go right side wing to Seth Turner, inside high post to Josh Armstrong. Josh Armstrong goes left side. He gets his shot blocked and rebound by Nelson. Nelson bringing up the court for the Seasiders. 11 and a half to go here in the second half. Androni setting it up at the top of the key. He thought three, no. Josh Ramirez almost intercepted that pass intended for Nelson, but Nelson's long two, no good. Josh Armstrong with the rebound. Quentin Mendoza pushing up quickly, and Rev Maduakor will go inside to Josh Armstrong. Back out to Seth Turner. Seth Turner looking for somebody outside. He'll go down low to Josh Armstrong. Great ball movement by the Penguins. Maduakor thought about a three left side wing. No, Mendoza top of the key, 13 to shoot. Inside, down low to Seth Turner, outside of Maduakor, 9 to shoot. Mendoza, three ball by Ramirez, 7 to shoot, no good. Fresh shot clock as Maduakor gets the rebound, and he'll go up and he'll be fouled, and Maduakor will go to the line. That foul will be on Jeff Given, his second foul, fifth team foul for the Seasiders. Maduakor will go to the line, hasn't shot from the line tonight, and his first one is on the way, and he will knock it down. Nothing but the bottom of the bucket as Jordan Tribble will check in here for Josh Ramirez. Penguins were going a little small there for a little bit. Uwadie and Tribble both on the bench, but Tribble will check back in as Rev Maduakor's second free throw will be on the way, and it is up. And he will knock it down. He knocks both down. Penguins up by 14 here, 10:55 to go. rechecking in back in for the Seasiders are Kachuki. And I don't, McCleary checking back in for the Seasiders. Couldn't read his number as the Seasiders get it back up here to McCleary, right side wing. McCleary drives baseline Seth Turner, gets it back out to Rooney, and Rooney will go inside past Mendoza. Mendoza tipped it away. They'll go out to McCleary, inside to Brooke, and Jordan dribbles straight up as Brooke goes right into him. And it looks like Seth Turner and Brooke have a jump ball. And the Penguins will get the ball back with 10 and a half to go here, up by 14. Rev Madukor inbounds here to Josh Armstrong. Armstrong over to Madukor, throws it away right to Watson. And Watson had an open layup, and all Armstrong could do was foul him on the way up to make him earn those 2 points. And that is Armstrong's first foul, second team for the Penguins this half. And that will put Shad Watson at the line.
Armstrong, you could say his arm was a little too strong right there.
I like that one, Lexi, as the first free throw goes for Watson. And checking in for the Penguins is Xavier Williams for Seth Turner. Second one on the way and good to bring the Seasiders within 12 of your Penguins. Josh Armstrong inbounding here. He finds Mendoza in the corner. Mendoza's got to get it up as Seasiders implementing the full court press. Madukor doesn't have much time left. Madukor picks up his dribble. He'll get it over to Xavier Williams. Xavier Williams, right side wing. He'll pick up the dribble, look for somebody. Josh Armstrong, high post. Josh Armstrong goes up with the contact, and he gets the foul call. Great job by Armstrong drawing contact on the baseline. That foul was on Denham Brooke for the Seasiders. First personal sixth team foul. That was right, for the Seasiders as Armstrong's at the line. First one from Armstrong is good. And those were his first points from the line tonight, his first try from the line. And looking to check back in for the Penguins is Seth Turner, more than likely after the second free throw, which is no good by Armstrong. And rebound by Julian Perkins. Perkins over to Watson. Watson bringing up the left side for the Seasiders. Seasiders working the shot clock. They have 17 to go as McCleary has it going right side wing to Kachuki. Kachuki with Madukor all over him. Xavier Williams on Watson, and Xavier Williams is going to get called for the foul. That'll be Xavier Williams' first foul, third team foul, as Seth Turner will recheck back in for Josh Armstrong. Seasiders inbounding right in front of their own bench. That's Watson with Mendoza guarding him. Watson gets it in to Perkins. Perkins back to Watson. Watson's looking to set things up at the top of the key. He'll go left side to McCleary. He'll set up a screen for McCleary. McCleary going right side, Kachuki. Kachuki would look to drive on Mendoza, thinks twice about it, to Watson. Watson thought about it along too. No, McCleary going right side, baseline, cross court. Three ball on the way by Rooney. No good. Rebound Turner, and Mendoza will bring it back up the court quickly. Mendoza setting things back up. Madukor here, top of the key. He'll drive middle. He'll go outside Xavier Williams for three ball. Good! Xavier Williams got it. 25-footer from the left side wing. Xavier Williams letting it fly here as Watson gets over to McCleary across half court right. McCleary will go inside, and he'll kick it back out to Perkins. Perkins with a long two, short, no good. Rebound, dribble. Dribble over to Madukor. Madukor up to Williams. Williams coming to right side right in front of us here on Media Row in our opulent broadcast booth. And Quentin Mendoza to the corner. Seth Turner three, just short as Perkins gets the rebound. And Kachuki will bring it back up court here for the Seasiders. He'll get over to Watson. Watson back up top of the key, guarded by Xavier Williams. Watson thought about a pass, but Quentin Mendoza was all over McCleary, and he'll get to McCleary inside. And Rooney looked like he walked all the way across the paint to go to the other side of the hoop, but he'll get the two to fall anyway. Would do, of course, pass up to Xavier Williams. He'll get it up to Seth Turner in the middle of the court. Whistles as Seth Turner was bumped by Caleb Rooney. And that foul will be on Rooney. And that'll be his second foul, seventh team foul for the Seasiders. And Seth Turner will go to the line as Rio Tawatari returns in place of Quentin Mendoza. Seth Turner's 1-1 first free throw is good. And Turner is now 1-for-1 from the line tonight. That's the first time he's gone to the line. as Tanner Nelson checks back in for the Seasiders. Seth Turner's second free throw is on the way. It is up, and it is good. It's going to roll all the way around the rim and get a friendly fall for Seth Turner. Seasiders inbounding here. Penguins with their full court pressure, like always. Tough to get by here as Booker T. Harris is calling out the defense, and Seasiders will get it up to McLeary across half court. Xavier Williams tightly guarding him. Tawatari back up to Kachuki, and then he'll switch to McLeary. McLeary will drive left side lane. Soft two jumper from about 12 feet, and he'll get it to go. And the Penguins lead by 14, 8:15 left to go in the second half. And that pass by Tawatari stolen away. McLeary left side wing, three ball on the way, short from Nelson. Nelson back out to three for Kachuki, right side wing, and he'll hit it. Kachuki with a three ball from the right side wing, coming up on 8 minutes to go. And we will get a timeout from Coach Booker T. Harris at exactly 8 minutes. And looks like the only place that the Seasiders are on top of the Penguins here shooting-wise is going to be free throws. They're shooting 83% from the line. The Penguins shooting 75% from the line, but still a good 55% from the field. And a great 47 from three-point. Leading scorer is Rio Tawatari with 16. Behind him, you have Rev Maduakor and Quentin Mendoza, both with 9. Mendoza is it 1-for-1. Excuse me, Maduakor is 1-for-1 from three-point land. Mendoza's 3-for-5 from beyond the arc, and Tawatari is 2-for-2. Penguins got to keep their outside shooting game going, as that's what's killed the Seasiders here in the second half, as we're exactly 8 minutes left to go when we come out of the timeout. And Penguins up by 11 here, and they're going to have to keep playing great defense.
The Penguins doing a fantastic job. As you just said, reading out those stats, we can see that the Penguins aren't just playing around on the court and doing nothing. They're getting those shots off. They're doing a fantastic job. We have 8 minutes left. I think we can push this lead. I think we can make this lead more than 11 points right now. You know, I'm always striving for the best for my Penguins out here. And today they're playing a fantastic game, and I think they can get to that lead. At least 20 points. And I'd like to give a huge shout out to Xavier coming into this game. Xavier Williams making a difference already coming off of the bench. The players know once you're off the bench, you better be doing work on the court.
Jeremiah Gray and Josh Ramirez re-enter for your Penguins here as we resume play. Clock ticking under 8 minutes here in the second half as Rio Tawatari will set everything back up top of the key. They just get it over the half-court stripe with 15 to go. Jeremiah Gray, right side wing, top of the key. Maduakor swinging back around to Tawatari, down baseline Ramirez. Maduakor look for a three, top of the key. Jeremiah Gray, three, got it! Jeremiah Gray right in front of the Penguin bench. And Gray will knock down the three as Maduakor found him open right in front of the Penguin bench. And that is Jeremiah Gray's second three ball of the night. As the Seasiders throw the ball away and a media timeout. And during this media timeout, we will hear a word from Peacock Gap Golf Club.
Hi, this is Rob Ghilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, then play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club is the home to DU Golf, so come spend the day at Peacock Gap Golf Club. You might even run into a penguin or two.
Coming out of that media timeout, your Penguins leading 67-53, have a comfortable 14-point lead. They are now in bonus as the Seasiders have 7 team fouls and a 14-point lead, a comfortable lead at the moment.
At the moment, as I said before, I believe we can extend this lead. 20 points would be very comfortable. We have 7 minutes left. They're playing fantastic on the court. The team chemistry is really showing right now. All that effort of them waking up so early in the morning to practice basketball is showing on this court. And, you know, it's great to be a Penguin fan right now.
Coming out of that media timeout on the court for your Penguins, Josh Ramirez, Rev Maduakor, Rio Tawatari, Seth Turner, and Jeremiah Gray as Maduakor is trying to get past the full court pressure here as he gets it to Tawatari, left sideline. He'll get across the half court stripe and he'll set up the offense here and instructing his players where to go, and he'll look for Maduakor, left side wing. Maduakor inside, high post to Turner. Turner down low to Ramirez, out back out to Jeremiah Gray. Thought about a three ball, no. So he had an open look, 9 to shoot. Rio Tawatari, right side wing, right side corner. Josh Ramirez, 6 to shoot. and he didn't get it to go, but Seth Turner was shoved to the ground, no whistles, and Androdi will bring it up the court for the Seasiders. Androdi top of the court, top of the key, and he'll get it off to Kachuki, who drives inside. Jeremiah Gray on Androdi. Kachuki back to the corner, and they swing it all the way around to Nelson. Nelson bumps into Seth Turner. Rebound, Maduakor, shot no good. Tawatari pressing it up the court for the Penguins quickly. Josh Ramirez, left side wing, gets it to Reverend Maduakor and back up to Tawatari, top of the key. Tawatari resetting things back up, 17 to shoot. Maduakor, right side wing, up top to Jeremiah Gray. Jeremiah Gray down inside to Josh Ramirez. Great pass by Josh Ramirez to get it to cutting Seth Turner. Seth Turner had a wide open look. Josh Ramirez, great find. And that foul is going to be on Kachuki. And that will be his first, eighth team foul for the Seasiders. And Seth Turner will go to the line for his and one. And it does not go. Jeremiah Gray almost had the rebound. Rebound Perkins. Androdi brings up the court quickly for the Seasiders, right by Seth Turner. He'll get it to Perkins, who went up over Seth Turner, couldn't get it to go. Rebound Josh Ramirez. Tawatari pressing it up the middle. Josh Ramirez out three. Jeremiah Gray left wing. Jeremiah Gray, too much window as the rebound by Tawatari. He'll go back up inside, and he is fouled. And Rio Tawatari picks up the foul on Kachuki, and that'll be his second personal foul. Tawatari goes to the line. Tawatari has not shot from the line tonight. Penguins shooting 66% free throws tonight, though, and Rio Tawatari will get 1-1s here as Penguins earn bonus.
Tripping. I don't see that very often in NCAA Division II basketball, but I guess today is the day to see it happen. Sadly, it's for Rio Tawatari.
Tawatari's first one, can't get it to go. Rebound Androdi. Androdi brings up the court for the Seasiders over to Watson on the right side wing, who brings up to the top of the key. D. McLeary swings it over to Androdi. Androdi looking three. He'll drive inside on, oh, Wadier with a huge rejection, but he looks like he's going to get called for a foul. And he will. Ooh, Wadier will pick up the foul. His second, fourth team foul for the Penguins. That was a huge rejection by Uwadie. Too much body, though, as Androde will go to the line for the Seasiders.
I'd be terrified if he came up to me while I'm trying to take a shot. I'd probably just cowered a little bit. But those blocks are very crucial here. The shot's going up. He's right there to not let them have that 1 point.
Androde misses his first, and as Uwadie leads the team with 16 blocked shots coming into this game, Androde hits his second. Josh Ramirez will inbound. Seasiders still with that full court pressure as he'll inbound it to Rio Tawatari, who looks up the court to Rev Maduakor. Maduakor going left side. He'll throw it up to Uwadie. A little bit of a lob, and it gets tipped around, and Maduakor gets it back, and he'll put it in. A little 4 foot two shot from Rev Maduakor. And Seasiders will inbound it here. Nelson bringing it up the court. Full court pressure from the Penguins working really nicely as they're having trouble getting it across the stripe, and they finally do. And that's McLeary at the top of the key. Seasiders gets over to Androdi. Androdi looking to drive inside. Instead gets it out to Watson. Three ball good from Watson from 26 feet. Watson knocks it down, and Rev Maduakor will, he picks up his dribble and he gets it stripped away, and it'll go out of bounds. And it looked like it went off a foot of Watson. And they're going to call Seasider ball, and Rev Maduakor can't believe it. He's telling the ref, no, it went off a foot of Watson, and the call will be overturned. No, Rev made me think it was overturned, but it is not. Seasiders have the ball underneath the hoop. Tawatari guarding McLeary as Nelson goes in tight right down the middle of the paint and gets it in over Henry Uwadie. The Penguins have a 12-point lead here. 4:50 to go in the second half. Rio Tawatari bringing it up to Josh Ramirez, right side wing, back up to the top of the key to Rev Maduakor. Jeremiah Gray, right side wing. He looks up to Tawatari, top of the key. Tawatari into the high post, and Josh Ramirez. Josh Ramirez threw a lob up to Uwadie. Uwadie with a nice little bit of a windmill move inside as he gets the layup to go, and Uwadie with a brilliant move inside there to get around the defense of McLeary. Watson will bring it up the court for the Seasiders, and Nelson will drive He'll jump stop on Tawatari, rebound Ramirez. Ramirez bringing up the court. Tawatari, Penguins have a 3-on-1 up to Maduakor. Tawatari went for a lob to Maduakor, and he saved it. He almost threw it out of bounds. Jeremiah Gray will set everything back up, and Rio Tawatari will slow it down as he gets the play from Coach Booker T. Harris. 15 to shoot. Jeremiah Gray needs some help, and he'll get it from Rio Tawatari. Rev Maduakor, right side wing, bringing it back up to the top of the key. 8 to shoot. Rev Maduakor, right side wing. Jeremiah Gray, corner, 6 to shoot. 3 ball, no good. Rebound, Uwadie, and he'll put it back up. And it's going to be in the – looks like the Seasiders will get the ball after a violation by Uwadie. Media timeout here. 3:47 to go. Penguins up by 14. And leading scorer for the Penguins is still Rio Tawatari with 16 points.
Fantastic plays by Rio Tawatari along with the rest of the team. Take a little break right now, taking advantage of these media timeouts to reconvene. Just resettle yourself, control. Think about what kind of plays they need to be doing. Booker, always ready with a new play. Always clever with the names as well. Always hearing USA, USA, Aztecs, you know. Going crazy with those plays. Loving the names. Hopefully, as I said, I want that 20-point lead. We're getting close to it. We got to get 6 points, but that means we need to be tight on the defense, making sure they're not getting any of those threes off.
Yeah, Penguins have a decently comfortable 14-point lead coming out of this media timeout. Seasiders will have the ball, I believe, underneath the Penguin hoop. They'll have to go cross-court on the floor for your Penguins. Uwadie, Seth Turner, Josh Ramirez, Josh Armstrong, and Quentin Mendoza. Coach Booker T. Harris drawing up what plays he wants to run on both offense and defense coming out of that timeout as Nelson will inbound to Kachuki. Kachuki bringing it up the court for the Seasiders as Penguins still implementing the full court pressure. And the Seasiders will finally get it across half court to Nelson. Nelson looking to set up a play, and he'll get it to Kachuki. Picks up a screen from Nelson and another screen from Roney over to the right side wing to Nelson. Nelson drives baseline into Uwadie but kicks it back out to Given. Given to the top. Inside high post to Roney. Roney inside to Uwadie, and a huge block by Uwadie, and he gets called for a foul, and he can't believe it. Henry Uwadie with his third personal foul, fifth team foul for the Penguins here in the second half. 3:23 to go, and Roney will go to the line to shoot two, as Roney has not shot from the line tonight. His first free throws will be on the way here as his shot is up, and it'll go for Roney. Roney's second one on the way. He has an opportunity to put the Seasiders within 12. Second free throw up on the way, and it is no good as he airballed it. And Penguins will have the ball here. Seth Turner inbounding. Seth Turner looking in to Quentin Mendoza, who will bring it up the court quick. Quentin Mendoza over to back to Seth Turner. Seth Turner gets it across the stripe here with 24 to go on the shot clock. Quentin Mendoza high post to Josh Ramirez to Josh Armstrong, right side wing. Back over to the left corner. Seth Turner long two, and it's no good. And it'll be a offensive foul on Henry Uwadie on the rebound, and that'll be his fourth, and he's in some trouble. Sixth team foul for the Penguins. One more, Uwadie is gone. 3:07 left, and that'll be a huge defensive presence lost and offensive presence if he gets kicked out of this one. Cross court, the Seasiders to Kachuki. Kachuki top of the key on Ramirez, recalling out the play, setting everything back up. Kachuki gets a screen from the left side by Roney. Kachuki now on Armstrong as he will draw the foul. Armstrong will be called for the foul. And that is Armstrong's second foul, seventh team for the Penguins. Kachuki will go to the line, and he will shoot two. And it's his first free throw attempt, and he misses it. And Josh Ramirez with the rebound to Josh Armstrong, bringing it up the court. Josh to Josh, back and forth to Quentin Mendoza finally. And Mendoza will get it up across half court. And he looks for Josh Ramirez on the left side wing. Ramirez getting trapped on the sideline, and there will be a foul on the Seasiders. That is Tanner Nelson. That is Nelson's first personal foul, 10th team foul for the Seasiders. And Josh Ramirez will shoot two. Penguins are now in double bonus, so he will shoot two instead of the one and ones. Ramirez first shot up and good. Josh Ramirez knocks down his first free throw. And he's looking to knock down the second here to put the Penguins up by 15. And he will not. Offensive rebound by Josh Armstrong back out to Mendoza, top of the key. Mendoza looking right side wing, Josh Armstrong. Armstrong looking inside, back up top of the key to Seth Turner. Seth Turner, ball fake, got Watson to jump. They go inside to Josh Ramirez. And Quentin Mendoza for a three ball. Got it! Quentin Mendoza for three. As Mendoza's third three of the game. Fourth three of the game as Kachuki will bring it up top of the key for the Seasiders. Watson gets his shot tipped. And then the three ball by Seth Turner. Uwadi all by himself finds Quentin Mendoza. Quentin Mendoza brings it up. Josh Ramirez will drive baseline here. And he throws it to the right side wing to Seth Turner driving baseline. He'll go up and he'll get it to go through the contact. Great job by Seth Turner to just drive the baseline, realize that he has the upper hand. And he'll go fight through the contact. Pass from Watson, tipped away by Ramirez over to Uwadie. Penguins bring it up the court. Armstrong. Armstrong looking for somebody. Gets it ripped away by Rooney. Watson with the steal. He'll go three ball left side wing, and he will knock it down. Penguins lead by 16. Armstrong's inbound to Seth Turner. He crosses up Rooney. Seth Turner over to the corner. Josh Ramirez back up top to Quentin Mendoza. Quentin Mendoza reset things back up. Right in front of the Penguin bench is Josh Armstrong as he is shoved. Armstrong was shoved, and he's not happy about it. And that foul will be on Tanner Nelson. That's his second, 11th team foul for the Seasiders. And it'll be a timeout. And 1:18 left. Penguins with a 16-point lead. This one looks promising. Penguins still shooting brilliantly. 56 from the floor, 58 from the line, and 45 from three. Penguins just doing a really good job here. Especially on the glass. I mean, 42 team rebounds to the Seasiders, 29. They're dominating the glass on offense and defense. And the Penguins just drawing up a couple plays here. Probably going to run out the shot clock on their next couple of possessions. Coach Booker T. Harris letting them know what he wants to do in the huddle. And, Lexi, what do you think Coach Booker's telling them?
Trying to read his lips, but I really can't read lips. I really wish I could. He's probably telling him pretty encouraging words right now. You know, just keep it together. We do have this lead. We do have a minute left. But no coach can be like, hey, let's just rest now. You know, we have this comfortable lead. There's no way he's saying that. That's not the type of coach he is. He's telling him to probably push. We're not going to make any errors. Let's just stay in control of this game. It's our game right now. Let's not leave, lose it. Let's not lose it with a minute left.
Penguins do have great control over this game. 1:18 left. Josh Armstrong at the line. Armstrong's 1-for-2 from the line tonight, and he looks to put the Penguins up by 18 here. First free throw on the way, and it is good. Armstrong knocks it down, and his second one will be on the way shortly. Armstrong toes the line, dribbles at the line. He'll put it up. Second one on the way, and it's good. Penguins lead by 18. Seasiders bringing up the ball quickly here. That is Roney. 1:15 left to go in the game. McLeary drives by Quentin Mendoza, and Mendoza will stop him top of the key. He's looking for a screen, gets it from Roney, and Armstrong tipped it away, but he will be called for the foul. That'll be Armstrong's third foul of the game, 8th team foul for the Penguins. And D. McLeary will go to the line.
I might be biased, but I don't think it was a foul.
Ramirez tipped it away. Looked like pretty good as McLeary knocks down the first one. That was his first free throw of the night, and he'll shoot a second as he is in. They're in one and ones. They're in bonus. And McLeary's second one is good. In for your Penguins is Rio Tawatari. And for his first time tonight, Pavlos Peritos in the game. For your Penguins, and the Penguins will inbound. Full court pressure by the Seasiders, 106 to go. Penguins lead by 16 here. Inbound to Josh Ramirez. He loses the handle on it, and he'll get it to Seth Turner. He threw it out of bounds. He just threw it right into the stands. And that little kid over there better watch out. He better be on his toes. as Ramirez threw that one into the bleachers. And Seasiders will get the ball inbounding. Androdi, Tauatari with the defense on him. Tauatari playing great defense into Nelson. Nelson loses the handle. Pritos with the steal. Seth Turner will get it up, and he'll have it knocked out of bounds by McLeary. Seth Turner with the inbound. 57 seconds to go here. Penguins will probably get two possessions out of this clock. Seth Turner's inbound to Tauatari is good. Tauatari trying not to get fouled here. They want the clock to run. Mendoza top of the key back to half court. Mendoza by everybody. Down low to Pirritos. Pirritos kicks it out to Josh Ramirez, and Pirritos had an open shot. Tauatari top of the key, 12 to shoot. Tauatari goes inside. Ramirez out to Pirritos in the corner. Pirritos for three, too much. Seth Turner gets the rebound. They have a fresh shot clock, and he will go up. Seth Turner could have run out the shot clock a little bit. There's 5 seconds left, but no, he will go up, and he will draw the foul. And that foul will be on Androde, and Seth Turner will go to the line. Seth Turner will shoot two. He is 2 for 3 from the line tonight. His toes to the line with his left foot, first one on the way, and it is good. Seth Turner knocks down the first one to put your Penguins in the lead, 82-65. They have a healthy lead here, 34 seconds left. Seth Turner's second one on the way is good. He'll knock it down. He'll knock both down. McLeary inbound to Roney. Roney up to Watson. Watson left side wing. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Mendoza. Mendoza will just run out the clock here as 25 seconds left. And the Penguins will try a little bit of a lob here. Seth Turner lob to Ramirez. Ramirez up top to Tauatari. Tauatari, they're telling him to hold it as they can just run out the shot clock. They're trying to get the ball over to Pirritos. Turnover Penguins as Pirritos couldn't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. And the Seasiders will bring it in here. 10 to shoot, 10 left in the game. And then Josh Ramirez went up for the monster block. Rebound Seth Turner, shot no good. 4 seconds left. Josh Ramirez, 2 seconds, 1 second. Your Penguins will take this one, 83-65. Penguins win by 18. And the Penguins will move to 3-5 overall, undefeated, 2-0 in Pac West. And BYU will fall to 3-7, 1-3 in conference play. And your Penguins shot really well tonight. Penguins shot 55% from the field, 43 from beyond the arc, and 68 from the free throw line. As the leading scorer, Rio Tauatari had 16 points. Mendoza and Seth Turner both with 12. Maduakor had 11. And Rio Tauatari really did it all on defense, offense. He had a bunch of assists tonight for your Penguins. He was 7 for 8 from the field, 16 total points. Can't ask for a better performance from one of your guards.
Fantastic game. As I said before, I was very excited coming into the second half. We did have a comfortable lead coming into the second half and the rest of the game, but the Penguins did not stop their intensity. They didn't stop their teamwork. The work is showing, as I said before, and I can't wait for this season. We've only played 2 games in Pac West so far. We have so much more this season. They're heading off to Hawaii to play. Fantastic winter break, if anything. If they're not going to be able to go home for long, at least you're going to be in Hawaii chilling out.
Now their next game will be against Hawaii Pacific. Next game here on Penguin Radio will be January 5th against Point Loma. So make sure you tune in January 5th. And tonight, I think I'm going to give my Peacock Gap Penguin of the Game to Quentin Mendoza. Quentin Mendoza was really a spark on the offense for the Penguins tonight. He was 4 for 6 from three. He only shot from three, and he hit 4 of 6 tonight. So Quentin Mendoza is going to get my Peacock Gap Player of the Game.
My Peacock Player of the Game, I'm so glad you didn't take him. I was going to do Josh Ramirez. Josh Ramirez, he's coming back. This is his first game that he played an extensive amount. He can't, second game, I think, of the season, he ended up busting his knee a little bit. Hasn't been able to play. He is a senior. He's a veteran on this court. And I could see him coming out today. It didn't stop him.
Ramirez played 24 minutes, third highest total for the Penguins tonight, minutes-wise. And another Peacock Gap Player of the Game, third one.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give my Peacock Gap Player of the Game to Seth Turner. You know, I love this guy. He's coming off the bench. He's been struggling with a little bit of lower back pain, which has set him out a couple games. However, he does acknowledge the fact that this game is highly emotional, and it is a lot of cognitive factors in addition to being able to play a basketball game. So he's been fighting a lot of the coming off the bench, not being on the starting squad, coming from a huge impact player to coming off of the bench and having 12 points. I think that's really great, as well as just being a team player all around. He's been supporting his team all throughout his time out of the court. And for that, I give him my player of the game.
I'd like to thank Janine Villanueva. She's a dedicated fan of Penguins men's basketball, has made every single home game for the last 4 years. That's dedication from her.
This is my home. What can I say?
All right. Just like to remind you, our next broadcast will be Thursday, January 5th against Point Loma. Your Penguins come out victorious tonight. They moved to 3-5 overall, 2-0 in conference. And for Janine and Lexi and Stuart Horn, I'm Forrest Hunt. And we will see you January 5th. Have a very pleasant good evening.